Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, hour number two. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can follow us on social media. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. And Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and the Gram. And Rob, this is a Tuesday. This is what?
A trash talking Tuesday.
Wowzy, wowzy, woo, woo.
And you know, on Deadspin, I trashed all Laker fans for thinking that the Russell Westbrook trade will work. All right, so I trashed them for that. I trashed them for putting together an LA AARP team. That was on the radio. So you get your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports.
Yay.
I'm sure some Lakers fans may call up with a word or two for you, but that's in the third hour of the show.
They could trash me. I love it. Call up.
About 6:35 Pacific, 9:35 Eastern. Your turn to shine. All right. Speaking of shining, Rob, Steph Curry, Golden State just signed him to a four-year $215 million contract extension, which will be on top of the money that he's making next year, which is $46 million. So all told, over the next 5 years, Steph Curry has guaranteed money of $261 million. Big time bucks. And you have a take on this that I find incredible.
It's not that incredible.
Baffling.
It depends on how you want to do business. And Chris, I'm not hating on him that he doesn't deserve to get paid. They're paying anybody and everybody in the NBA. So that's not even the issue. Steph, if you want to give the money to Steph Curry, fine. But the bottom line is that their window is open and closed. They've probably done all the winning. They got them a new stadium, a new arena, and all that, and they've made a lot of money. But this is just like a reward or a retirement fund or a pension or whatever you want to call it. This is not about them winning anymore. And it's hard for people to part with players that they like and all that, and I get it. It was like when the Cardinals wouldn't pay, Albert Pujols, right? They wouldn't pay him.
Smart
they
move.
They had won a couple championships. They'd already, what'd you say?
Because he fell off. Smart
well,
move.
But that was the point, is that they had won, Chris. They had a nice run. They didn't want to do it because they know what happens when you pay older players and players. You see what happens. They don't know Steph played great last year. They didn't even make the playoffs. And I'm not blaming Steph for not making the playoffs because Clay was hurt and, you know, some things didn't work out and they had younger players. But to do this and then not to go give them some other players, some reinforcement, some veterans to play alongside makes no sense. Like, they're not in the mix to win a championship. Will they compete? Sure. If Klay Thompson is good, Chris, or healthy, sure. They'll make noise. They'll be involved. But nobody's picking them to win the title. And I don't expect them to win the title over the next 5 years with Steph Curry, no matter how much money they pay him. It's a reward. It's a bonus. You like him. You love that he's a part of your organization. You can't sell any more tickets. You know, it's just like we want to reward the guy. And if that's the reason, fine. But as far as a business situation and whether or not this is good money or smart money, it's not.
How is it not? You act like he's coming off a 16-point season.
No,
he's coming off. So when you say it's a reward, that's like Kobe got the reward.
Kobe did get a reward, and it was a mistake by the Lakers.
He wasn't playing arguably the best basketball of his career.
But they gave it to him. But they gave Kobe the money because Chris, he had already won for them.
Right.
And it was. This is what I'm saying.
Like, but he wasn't playing at the level that Steph is right now.
No,
Steph Curry had arguably his best year last year.
And they didn't make the playoffs. And that's my point.
But now they're getting Klay Thompson back. And they've
drafted him. You don't know what condition he's going to be in. You have no idea.
Your logic is like, well, if you're not going to win the championship, don't pay anybody.
No, don't pay any. Don't break
Let
the bank.
Let him go? Are you serious?
Don't break the bank on that. No, I'm telling you,
Rob,
like,
the smarter teams. Business.
The smarter teams don't do it.
You got 30 teams in the league. Everybody can't win the championship.
No, I get but they've already won with
open.
That.
Their window is as open?
If no, Klay, their window's closed.
We don't know exactly what Klay's coming back. We didn't know what Kevin Durant was going to look like. We don't know what Kawhi Leonard's going to look like when
Chris,
he gets back.
They're going to win a championship? You got them winning a championship the next 5 years? I'm just asking.
I think they got a shot, yes.
No, okay. All right.
I definitely think they got a shot.
I don't think they're winning a championship. And even
if they don't win a championship, that doesn't mean you don't pay somebody. Was Houston wrong to pay James Harden all those years?
Yes.
Because he didn't bring him a champ. No, everybody doesn't win, Rob.
When they
it's
offered James Harden that. No, I get it. I know. I understand the business aspect, but I'm telling you, whether you sign Steph or not doesn't mean you're going to have an empty arena. It doesn't mean.
Actually,
you,
it might.
No, it does not.
Why not?
No, it does not.
Golden State. Because what they look like before they got Steph Curry?
Before they had Steph Curry, they used to sell out all the time. That was the amazing thing, is that they had a great following of fans, Chris. And
well, now they're in San Francisco.
Look at it. They didn't have an empty building.
They're in a whole different venue. They're in a whole different city.
No, but they didn't have an empty building. You think people...
They might have an empty building if they lose Steph.
Nah, I don't think so. I think
it's a whole different fan. Talk to anybody there.
The Knicks haven't won a championship since 1973. They don't even have an empty
seat. So then nobody should spend money.
They don't have an empty
seat. The Knicks should never sign anybody.
No.
Because they haven't won a title in almost 50 years.
Right, and they still sell out.
In fact, why don't they get rid of the franchise?
All I'm telling you is...
Why don't the Portland Trailblazers just stop cutting the checks for Damian Lillard?
Come I would
on,
do
Rob.
It.
It's ridiculous.
No, it ain't.
I mean, we
I'm
should have one
you.
Team in the league that's going to win the championship.
No,
pays.
Their window is
this
closed
is
with Steph.
There
it's
is
closed.
No way you don't pay Steph Curry.
It's
if
closed.
He was coming off a bad season, that might make
they
sense.
They still
He's
would
coming
pay
off
him,
one
Chris.
Of the best seasons of his career.
They didn't make the playoffs. So
fine.
Is he going to play?
Shouldn't pay anybody?
Is he going to play better as we go forward? Is he going to
no,
play better than he
gonna
played?
No, but get better players around him. Don't you understand that?
No,
Klay
I don't
Thompson
understand that
back.
Because they didn't do it.
They
That's my issue.
They just drafted the best kid in the class of 2021. Jonathan Kuminga. They just drafted another kid that can play. James Wiseman was one of the top players in the country.
He'll be
a year older. I mean,
None of
come
this
on,
makes
man.
Sense.
They're building a team. What are you
no,
talking
no,
about?
No, but Chris, he's too old to build a team around. If
he's
you're going to pay Steph.
He's 33 and averaged 32 points a
no.
game last year. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about if you're going to be all
Golly.
In on this and you're going to pay Steph, you got
to
go get him players for now.
They're going
you can't
to.
Build and hope and wish and dream that that these draft players are good. They weren't good enough to even make the playoffs.
You know what they're called?
You know what?
Yes,
25
but they're bringing back a future Hall of Famer in Klay Thompson.
We don't even know if he can walk.
We didn't know what Kevin Durant was
going to
be either.
I mean, come on.
You were willing to bet on Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant didn't have back-to-back injuries. He had back-to-back.
He had an Achilles tear, which very few people had come back from to their previous level.
Chris, Klay had back-to-back injuries is what I'm trying to tell you.
You're not willing to give up on Kawhi Leonard. He been
Klay's coming
career.
Off a torn ACL
you said
and a torn Achilles.
Yesterday. He was just got bumped.
Both.
What in the world was that? Stop it.
I would
Stop
not
it.
Do it. If
it
you're
is
gonna
utterly
go,
ridiculous. Why
if
don't
you're
they just
pay,
fold up
if you're
going to
pay
State
Steph
then?
Curry,
what should
then
they
you
do,
better
rebuild?
Put a, you got to put a team
Steph?
Around them. Yes.
Trade Klay?
Yes.
Come on, man. This is ridiculous.
No, it ain't. That their
it
window's
is.
Closed. They've already
don't
got
have a
won
team.
Their championships.
Rob.
You know when they stopped winning championships? When Kevin Durant left. They're not winning another title. It's a joke in Golden State. They need to
this
stop.
This take is a joke. It's the like, Utah Jazz it's like, has never.
It's like, okay, old time's sake. Yeah, remember when we were champions? Remember when we won? Yeah, remember when everybody was hurt when we won that championship in 2015? Hey, you remember the time we choked down a 3-1 lead, the first team in NBA history? You remember that? Yeah, let's go back to those days. Oh, you remember when Kevin Durant came and took Steph's lunch money and his team and won 2 NBA titles and won both MVPs? Remember those years? Let's turn back the clock to that. We'll give Steph a boatload of money.
Yeah, we'd
we'll
hate
give him
to do
young,
that.
Unproven players
we'd
to play with.
We'd hate to
with.
Go back to
we'll
making
bring
the
back
finals
Clay
five straight years. All right, can I talk now?
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Talk.
They made the finals 5 straight years. First team since Bill Russell to do that. Let's go back to that. Oh, that's stupid to go back to that. This is the Utah Jazz have never in their history won a championship. And yet they pay players. They just paid Mike Conley $70 million. Why? How stupid were they? They're not going to win anything. The Phoenix Suns just gave Chris Paul a guaranteed $80 to $90 million. How stupid were they? They're not going to win anything. It's called a league, Rob. Even if you don't win a championship, you got to play players. And Steph Curry is playing the best basketball of his career. You can say all your little jokes that you've been saying for the last 7 years. We've heard them all 78 times before. But you got to pay the dude.
For 7 years.
You got to pay the dude. And they're right to do it. And the young kids are assets. If Bradley Beal becomes available, they got young players they can give up to get him. If Damian Lillard or Ben Simmons or somebody is available, they got assets to try to go get them. So this is a smart – the question I had was, should Steph have done it? Should Steph have given them a year, played out this season, see how good they are, and then said, maybe I'll move on? Ultimately, I like what he did because I do think they can still be good. They can be as good as Denver, as good as – Phoenix, as good as Dallas and Utah and these other contenders in the West. We'll see if they can rise above, but you got to have your best player to rise above. Smart move by the Golden State Warriors, and we'll see what they do. They should build around him. We'll see how Klay comes back. I like their young talent. Maybe they'll turn it into a veteran star, but this was a smart move by the Golden State Warriors. What do you guys think, though? Maybe you agree with Rob. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Did the Warriors make a mistake by giving Steph Curry another $215 million extension? 877-99 on Fox. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the iCouple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on the Trash Talking Tuesday. And we're brought to you by AutoZone. Now check this out. AutoZone has more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need and getting it fast, because some jobs just can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers stuff like free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery on more than 100,000 parts. It's great. Trust the brother. So visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone. We got Byron Scott, 3-time NBA champion, legendary Laker, and former NBA Coach of the Year to join us to talk about this Lakers roster. It'll be interesting to get his perspective. But first, we want yours on Golden State signing Steph Curry to a 4-year, $215 million contract extension. He's the first player in NBA history to sign two contracts worth $200 million or more. 877-99 on Fox. What do you think?
Let's kick it off with Selecta in Baltimore. Selecta. You're on the
Static
Odd Couple.
Selecta.
Selecta, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, brothers. How y'all doing?
We're good, man. What's up?
All right. I listen to your show religiously every day.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Okay, now, I'm going to get to one thing. Y'all haven't seen Uncle Drew?
No.
Oh, man. It's
well,
a must.
Well, we are grown men.
But... No, oh, my. It's a must. Let me tell you something.
A must.
It's more than comedy.
You are the first person I've heard
this
of.
Movie right? has a, this movie has a base theme. Anyway, go look at it.
I'll
give
right.
one
I'll check
to ten,
it
I give
out
it
one
eight.
Night.
Eight.
But anyway.
Okay.
Okay, now back to the question on time. Rob, I have one thing to say. What going on, man? There's a million reasons why you got to pay players, especially your stars, man. Come on, man.
Where you are you from, Selecta?
I'm from the Virgin Islands, St. Croix, Christensen.
Yeah, like
have you been?
Accent.
I know you've been there.
Saint,
I know you've been there. You're
I have not been
one.
To St. Croix. I've
yeah,
been to St.
Been,
Thomas, St. Mark.
Yeah, me too. I haven't been to St. Croix either. Yeah. That's one place I need
well,
to get to.
It's one of the less tourist attraction islands, but nonetheless, it's still beautiful, you know?
Okay.
And if you stay out of the hood, if you stay out of the neighborhood, don't let the TV fool you. The hoods are wicked. But anyway.
No, we're not going in the hood, right. No, I'm staying on the resort. I'm staying on the gated resort, right.
Exactly, right. Okay, now check it out. First of all, the players got to get paid, especially your stars, because this competition, not just on the court, this competition with other general managers, you let that man get the free agent, you don't know what he's going to do. You lose them, and then what? You got to extend contract to your players, especially your superstars, man. Come on, Rob. You know better than that, man. I'm with
all right.
He's just being contrary. He's just being contrary.
No,
good call, Selecta.
Yeah, Eddie in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going good.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't Klay Thompson also have a $190 million contract for 5 years that he signed, like, what, 2 years ago or last year?
He's locked up, I believe, through 2024.
Right.
And it's so a max deal, yeah.
So what's up with the cap space? Who is the Warriors going to sign? Because I'm looking at the thing right now. It looks like they're, like, negative $100 million in cap space. So I'm a little
Wiggins
confused.
Wiggins is a max guy right now, too.
Yeah, so I'm a little confused on how they're going to build a team, a championship team with two dudes who have been proven that they can't win a championship without another one, like maybe
Thank
a Green
you. Thank
or
Didn't they
someone
win
else.
Didn't they win one in 2015, or am I mistaken?
No, with Green. Yeah, you got Draymond Green. Who
Draymond's
I mean,
still there.
But picture him. He thinks he's one of the best. So why you're looking at Steph Curry getting all this money. You're looking at Klay Thompson getting all this money.
Right.
So it's kind of building
Draymond.
Bad blood on them. Because he should
there.
Be getting some money.
He's getting paid. Draymond.
He should be getting paid more than what he's getting paid right now. And now I'm not
no,
a Green fan at all. But I'm for all the players getting as much money as they can.
Well,
get 100
you never
million,
heard
200.
Me. Hey, wait a minute, Eddie. You never heard me, and I never said if they want to give Steph the money, they could give it to him. And players deserve every dime. I am always in for players getting paid. If they're paying you that kind of money, that means they're making it. I have no issues. I'm just saying sometimes the hardest thing to do is to cut bait with great players who you've had rather than re-upping them as they age. Like, teams do it all the time, and they never, very seldom do they pan out. That's all I'm saying.
Here's how they're going to try to build a team. First, they're going to probably, if they can't, they're trying to make moves. And they got young players, Weissman, they got Wiggins, they got the kids they drafted, you know, and they'll try to make some trades for a veteran star. That's how they can improve. But they don't have cap room, no. All right, who we got next, Rob?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We got one more here. Riley in North Dakota. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Riley?
Thanks for having me. Great show.
Thank you, buddy.
I got no problem with Warriors paying Steph. He's one of the top five or six players in the league still. And he's the face of the franchise for the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years. He might be great for the next 5 years. Just want to touch quickly on the Lakers, though. No way, no how. Man, that team belongs in a nursing home. I'll just say this. At least they have a monk and a nun on their team, because at least they can get their last rights read before they get laid down.
Wow, that was a good
one. That's pretty good. I like that.
That might be the best we've heard all night, Rob.
No, I don't know about the best, but that
really
good.
Get in on that trash talking
Tuesday. A monk and a nun.
Get in now, gentlemen. So, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
No,
that
I
was
like
a good
that.
One. The good thing they have a monk and a nun. That's creative.
No, that's pretty good. That's very good. And the problem with the nun thing is that, the title says it all. Nun. You know what I mean? So
you probably have very
little.
And I mean
no championships. That's right. What I mean.
you probably, Rob, have very little interaction with nuns over the course
never,
of your life.
Never.
Because right?
I'm Baptist. I never dealt with a nun. I never got beat by a nun. Chris, I think you've been hit by
a nun. Oh, it was some mean nuns. I never got hit. I don't think I got hit by one. But I remember I was telling my dad just last week, because I grew up Catholic, and I was like, man, for the first 18 years of my life, I saw nuns all the time, every day. And now I don't know when the last time I saw a nun was. So it is a big, because I don't go to Catholic church anymore, and
did
I just
like
never see nuns.
Did you like that TV show, The Flying Nun? Do you remember that show?
I remember it. I never saw it, but I remember
The Flying
it.
Nun. Right?
But it was the nuns, man. It was some mean nuns, boy. It was. I had some stories with
Rob
some
G,
nuns.
Alex, are you guys?
Rob G
you guys,
grew up Catholic,
Rob
right?
Rob G, you grew up Catholic. Aren't you Catholic?
I am Catholic.
You saw a lot of, did you go to Catholic schools?
I got my communion. I used to go to church. Yeah, I seen a lot of nuns in my time.
Yeah.
Not as many anymore. You got pimp slapped when you were in church.
Oh, I never went to school, so I didn't have to worry about that. But I've heard. I don't want to say what else I've heard. It was. But.
Oh, hey.
It's a family show.
Family show.
What are you doing?
My goodness. All
Alex,
right, we got Byron
Catholic,
Scott. Alex? No,
What's
he's
up?
Not Catholic.
You're not Catholic,
right?
Christian.
Christian.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Like
All
me.
Right.
Okay.
Anyway, we got Byron Scott, NBA champion with the Lakers three times over and a former NBA coach of the year. So he'll have an interesting perspective. And Byron usually keeps it real, Rob. So hopefully he'll just be honest with us and say what he feels. So he is next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a three-time NBA champion, a legendary Los Angeles Laker, former NBA Coach of the Year as well, and friend of the Odd Couple show, Byron Scott. What's up, brother?
Byron.
Yeah, what's up, Chris? RP, what's going on?
Hey, Byron, I just got one question. Was your cell down today? Because the Lakers didn't call you to join on to the team. You know, they pick it up. What happened to your call?
It does seem like they call everybody else in the world. But
right?
Man. Just so Byron,
I guess they didn't want a 60-year-old trying to be shooting jump shots in the corner anymore. I guess that's.
Hey, they came close. They came close. Let's start. We get to the age. Let's start with just the big three now: LeBron, Westbrook, AD. I mean, you were on the Showtime Lakers, where Magic, Worthy, and Kareem all fit together perfectly. Westbrook's great. All three of them are great individually. I don't think it fits. I mean, I'll give them a chance because they got so much talent. But what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, my first thought, Chris, when the trade was made, I was like, whoa. And I was like, man, three dynamic players, no doubt about it. And then my second thought was, okay, how's this going to work?
Right.
You're talking about three individuals that are, like you said, individually, they're fantastic. When you look at that Laker team back in the day with Magic, Kareem, Worthy, you got three Hall of Famers, and then myself, Coop, AC, Kirk, all those guys. We all understood our roles, and everybody on that team, especially those three, they had to give a little bit more of themselves. And what I mean by that is they had to give less. Magic could average 25, 30 points a game. Same with James, same with Kareem. Maybe not in the last 2 years with Cap, because at that time he was getting older and we was just like, look, Cap, you're just going to be along for the ride. We're going to get this done. and we just need you at half court every now and then, to come down here so we can throw it into you, because nobody can still stop that hook shot,
Right.
But I think those three guys in particular understood that they, they could average you know, more points and more rebounds and more assists, but was that, you know, for the best for the team? And it wasn't. You know, I thought when Magic got more aggressive because Pat Riley told him to, you know, it was better for us because him being more aggressive made us that much better and harder to guard. These three guys, and I think particularly Russell, and I love Russell. I mean, I'm one of Russell's biggest fans. I got so much love for the way that guy plays the game because of his passion for the game.
He plays hard every night, man. He doesn't cheat anybody.
Every night, you know, if you pay to see him play, you're going to get your money's worth. And right. And that's the great thing about Russ. And I think he's the one in this group that's going to have to give a little bit more. And when I mean more, I mean really less of himself. You know, he's going to have to give up maybe the triple doubles. He's going to have to give up, you know, being able to be the dominant player on the ball at times. And I think at this point in his career, I truly feel that he is willing to do that. Because I think the biggest thing has always been with Russ has always been winning. And I think right now he wants to win a championship. And why not win it in your hometown just like I did? I love being here in L.A. I would be like, look, man, I'll get whatever y'all want me to give. Whatever you want me to do, I'm good, you know, as long as I can stay here. You know, so I think he's at that point where he knows, listen, I'm going to have to, you know, give up a few shots more a game and not dominate the ball as much in order for us to be successful. And I think if he comes with that attitude, you know, they're going to be no matter what, they're still the best team in the West, no matter what. But if he converts to saying, you know what, I don't need to do this like I've been doing the last 4 or 5 years. I can do less and we can be more successful. And he buys into that. I think this team is going to be awesome.
Only problem I have, and this is my concern, is a lot of older guys. So a lot of things have to work. A lot of guys have to be able to stay healthy. You got Carmelo Anthony, who's 37. I mean, you start to look around, and those are old for NBA players. I know LeBron, as good as he is and physically fit, he's been hurt 2 of the 3 years in L.A. The only year he hasn't been hurt was when they had the 4 months off for COVID. So that to me is a concern. If you're the Lakers, is that a concern about the age of the team?
Well, I tell you, RP, I was looking at everybody that they were picking up in the free agent market, and that's the first thing that came to my mind was, ooh, they're going to be one of the oldest. You know what I mean? Seriously, that's exactly what hit me. I was like, ooh, Carmelo, you know, Howard. I was like, ooh, they got some older dudes coming in here. You know, so I think it is a concern for them. Obviously, Frank is going to have to manage those guys' time, not only on the playing court, but practice and things of that nature. Because, it's a long season. 82 games is a long season. And what you want with that group, obviously they got a world of experience. You want to get them to the playoffs relatively healthy. And if you can get them to the playoffs relatively healthy, then they got a great chance to win it all.
I've said that I would put LeBron on the point. Westbrook obviously can push it in transition and when LeBron's on the bench. But I like him as the primary decision maker in the half court. I think he should kind of take on the thoughts of the mindset of Magic Johnson. And let me make sure Russ and AD eat and everybody else. Because LeBron going to get his 20 points just by being out there. So what are your thoughts on that? He's talked about playing power forward, but I kind of like him at the point.
Well, Chris, you know he can play pretty much any position he wants on the basketball court. I mean, that guy is he's so dynamic. With the ball, without the ball, I mean, he makes everybody else on that court better. And that was kind of the point earlier about Russ being off the ball at times and let LeBron create for other guys. And I like that because of the fact that when LeBron does create and he does kick it to Russ, you know, he's there with a triple threat position. He doesn't. And now you got to come out at him and he's got his live dribble where instead of him having to create, you know, now he can really look to attack or just, you know, or look to shoot the ball. So I love LeBron at point. I think his whole mentality is a point guard mentality anyway, the way he plays. So, you know, he's the most unselfish player, you know, in the team and probably in this league. One of the most, selfish players in this league. So I love him at that point guard position because, again, he can switch, you know, 1 through 4 and sometimes 1 through 5. So, I mean, him being the facilitator is always, to me, one of the best decisions they can make. He can get you a better shot than – for most of these guys, and they can get by themselves.
Byron, let me ask you about two young players. At one point, the Lakers were so high on Kyle Kuzma the first time, they wouldn't even trade him for Anthony Davis. He couldn't be involved in that trade, if you remember that. And the other one, I want you to tell me about him and just what happened to him. And the other one is Lonzo Ball, who signed with the Bulls, who's now on his third team in four NBA seasons. And at one time, you know, Magic was talking about hanging his rafter, his jersey up in the rafters, you know, at the Staples Center. Just tell me about those two players and their direction and, you know, why they're not with the Lakers, and were the Lakers just off or just changed because of LeBron being here?
Well, I'll start with Alonzo Ball. First of all, I think he's a terrific basketball player. I don't think he's a franchise-type player, but I think he's a great fit pretty much with every team because he is a pass-first type guy. He's long. He's athletic. You know, he can defend better than most people can give him credit for. Obviously, he's going to have to do a better job, you know, shooting free throws and increasing his three-point percentage. But I like the way he plays, to be honest with you. I think when he first got here, it was way too much pressure and way too much expectations put on him from the get-go. And I don't think he could live up to it, to be quite honestly. You know, with his dad putting all the pressure on him, saying that he's better than Steph. You know, right. Even with my boy Magic saying, you know, he's going to come in here, you know, he's going to be the face of the franchise.
Right.
I was like, no, you can't. I just didn't see that. You know, the time that I watched him play at UCLA, I didn't see that. I saw a guy who I feel can play in this league 10, 12, 13 years and be effective and be very successful. But I didn't see a five-time All-Star or, you know, or face of a franchise-type player. You know, so I think that, to me, was kind of the reason that they kind of traded him. He didn't live up to the expectations, but I thought the expectations at the beginning were way too high. Kuzman, you know, I think he showed, you know, flashes of you know, just great play, you know, his rookie year, his second year. But when they started talking about trading for Anthony Davidson, he was the one they wouldn't trade. I was like, no, he should be the one in the trade instead of Brandon, you know, Ingram. I thought Brandon Ingram, and he's turned out to be a pretty damn good basketball player. I thought he had a better upside because he could do more things, you know. But, you know, Kuzman had played better, but, it, you know, one of the reasons is because he was more seasoned. You know, he spent 4 years in college. Brandon Ingram was, played 1 year at Duke. You know, so it was going to take him a little bit longer. And I think the fact that, you know, he just never, to me, this is Kuzman, this is my opinion, he just never continued to get better each year. You know, he seemed to taper off going into the second year, and then last year he didn't get any better as well. And I thought that was probably one of the main reasons that they decided to make that move this year.
Byron, you coached in New Orleans, of course. Do you think they made a mistake by letting Lonzo go? Because I thought when they got Zion, I thought Lonzo mm-hmm. would be like the perfect point guard for him. But what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, Lonzo, if he could have stayed in New Orleans, I think they would have been a much, much better basketball team. I thought they had the makings of a team on the rise. I thought they had a chance this year, coming into this year, with, you know, Zion and Lonzo being together a little bit more, having that pick and roll, you know, combination with those two guys. Yeah, a lot of people would switch because they're almost the same size. But Zion gets you down in that post with that big body, he's going to punish you. You know, so I thought that they might have jumped the gun a little bit too quick because I thought he did show flashes last year of being the type of player that we thought he could be as far as facilitating, running the offense. You know, he's very unselfish. Anybody would love to play with a guy like him because if you get out on the break, he's going to look up and he's going to find you. You know, on the offensive end, he's going to find you. He's not looking to shoot the ball first. So most guys want to play with a guy like Lonzo Ball. So I think, you know, I think in Chicago he's going to flourish. I think it's time for him to really start stepping up his game, and I think he's going to play well. And, again, like I said, I think he's underrated on that defensive end as well.
All right, that's our man Byron Scott. Byron, keep your phone on tonight because the Lakers got a few spots left. Hey, they're looking for more shooting. So,
hey Byron, and the Lakers have a new sponsor. It's LAAARP now, Lakers.
All right, man, we appreciate you.
Huh? Hey, man, if they let me play on one end of the court, which is the offensive end, I could probably give it a go.
Do that. That's right. Just cherry pick and stay there the whole time.
Exactly.
All right, man. We appreciate it, Byron. Thank you.
Thanks.
Man, appreciate you guys. Talk to you soon.
All right. More iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
DJ Alex Tyshirt is back on the ones and the twos. I like this song, man.
This one slaps.
This is a dope song. I first heard it on the commercial.
Honda. Right?
Yeah, and then I was like, yo, that's hot. So I went and downloaded it. That's a nice song.
Big All good right. band.
Yes, it is the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Thanks, Casey Kasem.
Rob is jealous of my DJ skills.
No, I'm not. That's the one thing I never got into. I love music. I love all music, like all genres, right? I love it.
Yep.
Did but I you never DJ? Got into that. No, I didn't. Never my DJ? Friends did it, right, but I just never got into it.
See, Cutting I DJed scratching. In college. I DJed at the clubs in college, and I had a hip-hop show for like 3 of my years in college.
Really?
Called
it doesn't sound like you had any
Bring the
radio
noise.
Experience. What?
Oh, it was the dopest show on campus,
oh,
man.
Oh, really? What?
Yes.
Could anybody
yes,
hear
indeed.
It?
Yeah, we were hot, man. We rocked Lorain County in Ohio. Yes.
Hey, real quick, you know, the Dodgers?
Yep.
Right? The Astros are in town. Fans are already booing Chris Altuve during batting practice.
During batting practice.
Oh, it's going to be bad tonight.
Does he still have that machine on his chest?
Yeah, right.
Well, that's what we wanted to talk about, Rob. Like, look, this is the first time the Astros have pretty much been through the league. Right? They've been in just about every
city, right?
Arena, yeah, stadium in the country. And now for the first time since, you know, the cheating scandal, obviously COVID shut the fans out. They are back in Dodger Stadium with fans in the stands for the first time since the cheating scandal. And look, 2017, the Dodgers had a fantastic team, won 104 games, and lost to the Astros in the World Series. And that's when the cheating apparently took place. And so the fans have a right to be upset. I will go to my grave saying that the Major League Baseball should have vacated that title. So if the fans boo and hiss and do all the things they do, as long as they keep it, you know, it's not dangerous or violent, then I'm all right with it.
I am too. And
you know,
the
keep
Dodgers,
it, you know, keep it not no right. no not racially and,
not
you know,
no
stuff
racist
like that,
stuff
right.
or any stuff like that. But they should let them have it. The Yankee fans did it. If you remember, Chris, the Yankees lost that year in the ALCS in 7 games, right?
Yep.
To the Astros. So Yankee fans feel like, and if I remember correctly, the Yankees won all the games in New York and lost the 4 games in Houston. You know what I mean?
Where, so they where always, the trash can.
Right. So
trash
they always feel like
was taking place.
Like they got kind of screwed out of that.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And the Yankee fans let them have it. And remember, none of the Astro players went to the All-Star game in Denver, Chris, because that would have been the first time that there would have been boos
so
at an All-Star
none there?
Game.
None of them went, right?
None. None wound up going. None.
Wow. Does
there
it?
Three.
You know, obviously the Astros are playing great baseball. They got the best record in the American League. I don't want to say vindicate because cheating is cheating. But do you think there's any vindication in the fact that they are playing well? I actually do think this, Rob. As much as I think Major League Baseball made the mistake by not vacating that title, I think it looks better for Major League Baseball and helps Major League Baseball if the Astros play well. Because it makes you feel like at least, hey, they still were a great team. They may have very well won it anyway. And at least it makes you feel a little bit like they may have earned it. Look, they cheated. But you know what I'm saying? If they just completely fell off and were horrible, same players essentially, I think it looks worse because then you're like, man, this team that really stunk won the championship and they did it because they were cheating.
Right. It's not that they were totally terrible, but people like, how in the world did they win? Because they have good players, but you can't deny that they were as good as they were, that, you know, everybody's looking for an edge, Chris. It's just enough. Do you know what I mean? And remember how they won that against the Yankees. When Altuve took Chapman deep for a home run in the ninth inning. You remember that? I mean, like, they were like, how in the world did he hit that? Like, you know, like that was what people were thinking. Like, how was he looking for that in that spot and crushed it, you know?
And that's when he was telling his teammates,
don't
take off my jersey. He had the new tattoo. He was a little skittish about people seeing his tattoo on his chest. Yeah, that was it, right? No, but yeah, look, it's just an unfortunate situation historically, and like I said, fans, let them have it. This is your chance. But I never was with the notion of, you know, remember there were some people in L.A. that wanted the championship.
That would have never been good enough. You got to win it. You don't want to hand it over to you and say, oh no, they didn't win it. You win it. As a fan, Chris, you could never embrace that, could you?
No, not at all.
I would want no part of that.
I mean, what, you going to try to have a parade and, you know, right. it was too late, too little, too late. Sorry, but it is what it is. All right. It's the Odd Couple. We are wrapping up hour number two. Remember, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, so get your takes ready. You have 30, 40 seconds to do your thing. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio, Odd Couple.